Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, fortune-telling is not a specialty of ours, but we can tell you right now that you'll say it was a mighty fortunate day for you when you visited your Kroger store to buy Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? You betcha. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a thick, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's priced for real thrift, too. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Last week, Penny Gibbs and Freddie Lang went with Nora Williams to visit her father on his dilapidated dairy farm. There, Freddie discovered that with a little work and a considerable amount of money, the dairy could again be put in operation. He talked to Nora's father about it, and today Nora says to Freddie,
"Oh, Freddie, I don't know what to say to thank you."
"Oh, listen, you ain't got to thank me for nothing, Nora."
"Oh, but I have. Daddy was here this morning, and he's all excited about fixing up the dairy."
"So what? You should have had the idea a whole long time ago."
"I know. That's what I want to thank you for. It was what you said to him last week that got him all excited. Oh, Freddie, it's just super to see Daddy wanting to do something again. And it's all because of you."
"No, it ain't, Nora. If he'd have gone out there and seen what I seen, he'd have had the idea himself."
"No, Freddie, you don't understand. Daddy knew what was on the farm, but he just didn't care what was there or what happened to it. He told me himself when he was here this morning that it was you who made him want to do something about it. And golly, thanks."
"Look, kid, you're jumping the gun, see? So I got your old man all in a heat to go into the dairy business. It ain't going to get him into it, though, till the bank coughs up the dough that he needs to get started."
"I know that, but Daddy's sure the bank will lend him the money. It's just as you said when I took you out to look at the place. The equipment out there is worth a lot of money. Daddy said that it can be collateral or something, or whatever you borrow money on."
"Well, I don't know anything about that, or not much, anyway. All I know is your old man has been a sap not to dig in and make that farm of his pay off a whole long time ago."
"Oh, Freddie, you don't know why he did it. You see, he didn't care about the farm or anything, and he was going to feel that way just forever, I know it. But you made him feel differently, and he's just ever so grateful to you, too. He said so."
"Oh, baloney. Don't try to put a halo on me, Nora. I don't like the things. They're drafty." "Besides, I ain't got the face for one."
"Brush the hair out of your eyes and let's see."
"Oh, look, leave me alone, will you? I like me just the way I am."
"Oh, you do, do you?"
"Yeah."
"Now, what did you comb your hair with this morning? An electric fan?"
"Never mind what I combed it with this morning. That was this morning. I did a lot of work at the office, too."
"Oh."
"I didn't have time to go to the mirror every 5 seconds the way you dames do."
"But, Freddie, you should try to look a little neater. Here, let me push the hair back for you." "Now,
will you get your mitts out of my mop, huh? Listen, if there's anything that burns me up, it's having a dame playing around with my hair."
"I'm sorry. Oh, but Cricket, you don't have to get so mad about it."
"Well, having dames trying to make a rover boy out of me makes me mad. First thing I know, you'll want me to wear long golden curls." Yeah, I know. I'd look cute, wouldn't I? Black beard and long golden curls."
"I'll bet you had them when you were a little boy."
"I wasn't never a little boy. At least I don't remember."
"Well, I was a little girl and I remember."
"Yeah?
Mm-hmm."
"Well, look, why don't you tell this 22-year-old crib kicker just how it feels to be out of high school and 90 years old?"
"Well, I didn't say I was 90. I admit I'm 17, but that's old."
"What's old, huh?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Okay, Grandma, go ahead. Tell little Junior all about the horse and buggy days."
"Oh, you're just jealous, Freddie Lang. You want to be the only grown-up besides Miss Gibbs around here. Well, Miss Gibbs thinks I'm grown up, whether you do or not. You're mean, that's what. And I'm not going to talk to you anymore."
"That a promise?"
"Yes, that's a promise."
"Oh, look, come back, will you? I was just teasing you, kid."
"Oh, you were? Well, then why do you call me a kid?"
"Well, maybe because I like to."
"It's because you think I am a kid."
"Well, I'll bet some of Gibbs's boyfriends call her baby. And they sure don't think she's no kid, if you get what I mean."
Yes, I get what you mean.
Good. Hey, giggle like that some more, will you?
Oh, now what's wrong?
What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. Hey, look, Nora.
Hmm?
What do you think that everything's wrong for, huh? You got an inferior complex or something? Okay. Now what's funny?
You won't be mad.
No, I won't be mad. What's wrong?
You didn't mean inferior complex. You meant inferiority complex.
Yeah, inferiority. Well, okay, so I never went to school. I used the wrong words. But you know what I meant, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Well, you didn't mind if I corrected you, did you?
No, I didn't. I guess you know better about a lot of things. At least better about a lot more things than I do. It's okay.
Oh, Freddie, I've hurt your feelings.
No, you ain't, Nora. It's just that, well, I thought I was smart because I didn't go to school when I was a kid. And guess now I'm beginning to see where it wasn't such a hot thing to do.
Oh, but, Freddie, there's still a lot of time.
No,
to
there ain't, Nora. There ain't no time at all. I got to work now. Wish somebody made me go to school, though. Here I am, 22 years old, almost 23, and you, just a kid. I mean, you're 5 years younger than me, and you can tell me, well, what's what about a lot of things.
Would you like to know about a lot of things, Freddie?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Well, I still have a lot of my school books, and there's the public library.
Nah, kid, I got mostly solid bone between my ears by now, see, and there ain't much room left over for learning things out of books. If I get hep at all, it's going to be sort of ad lib. You know, learning things as I go along.
Well, Daddy says practical experience is the best teacher.
Well, I sure hope your old man's right, Nora.
Well, Crickets, he usually is.
Well, he was sure right when he had you for a daughter. But I don't know how right he was about picking me to go into business with him. Hey, Nora, I meant to ask you. Was he on the level about that?
Oh, Crickets, yes. He was talking about it this morning, and I'll tell you a little secret if you'll promise not to tell.
No, I won't tell. Go ahead.
Daddy was just going to let you be the manager.
Oh. Well, now what's he going to let me be? The water boy?
Oh, golly, no. He's going to ask you to be his partner.
Me? A partner?
Uh-huh, a real partner. Isn't that just super?
Super nothing. That's just plain nuts. Look, I ain't got no right to cut in on that joint, Nora. It belongs to your old man, and he's off his trolley if he gives anybody a piece of it.
But he wants you to have a part of it. Oh, and please be surprised when he tells you. And don't refuse him. He likes you an awful lot, and oh, Crickets, I guess I might as well admit it. So do I. It isn't bad to admit that, is it, Freddie? Golly, I hope it is. Just a minute.
Hello, Penny.
Johnny, come on in.
Thanks.
You look awfully sad, Johnny. What's wrong?
Plenty. Hate to burden you with it, Penny, but I've just got to tell someone.
Well, you know you can tell me anything.
Thanks.
Look, come on in and sit down. As a matter of fact, I think I can guess what it's all about. It's Alice, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I got an airmail special delivery from one of the doctors down there.
Mm-hmm.
Got here just a little while ago.
From one of the doctors, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that she's very ill?
I'm afraid it's worse than that, Penny. She's not going to get well.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, I don't know quite what to say.
Well, there isn't anything to say, Penny. Worst of all, there isn't anything to do.
I'm afraid I don't know what you mean.
Well, I phoned the doctor after I read his letter, and he explained what he meant when he said there was no point in my coming down there to see her. There's nothing I can do for her. And even if I go to see her, it won't help her any. She won't know who I am.
Oh, Johnny, how awful.
Yeah, it is. But there's one consolation. She's in no pain whatsoever. The doctor assured me of that. She's, well, I think you know.
Yeah. It does help to know that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And it helps to know it won't last forever.
Johnny, is there anything I can do for you or me?
No, no, Penny. Just let me come and talk to you like this once in a while.
You can come here as often as you like, you know that.
Mm-hmm. No, no, if I were here as often as I like, I'd be here all the time.
Well, Well, while Alice is so ill, if you'd like...
No, Penny. Thanks just the same. It's hard to explain, but I think you know what's on my mind, and what's in my heart was, is, always will be.
Yes, Johnny, I know.
Don't ever forget it, huh?
No, I won't, not now or ever. Johnny, if there were just something we could do for Alice. This way you feel so helpless, don't you?
Yeah, and cruel. Knowing that you can go on living and someone else can't. Sometimes I... Well, I don't think we'd better talk about it, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, what's the matter? Afraid to face the music, huh?
Oh, hello, Freddie.
Freddie, don't be flip.
No? Well, what's the matter with you two, huh?
Well, nothing.
Freddie, Freddie. Johnny's wife is dying.
Oh,
it's all right. It's all right, Freddie. You didn't know, and I...
No, I didn't know, Mr. Keith, but that ain't no excuse for me popping in here like a funny-faced jack-in-a-box. Gee, I am awfully sorry, Mr. Keith. And Gibbsy here will tell you that I didn't mean any harm.
I know you didn't, Freddie. Well, look, Penny, I've got to be going. There's some work to do at the office, and I guess it's better if I keep busy.
Yes, it is, Johnny. Look, would you like Freddie and me to come to the office with you?
Yeah, sure, Mr. Keith.
No, thanks. Thanks just the same, but this is work I have to do alone. Good night.
Good night, John.
Well, go ahead, Gibbsy. Smack me one across the mouth. I sure got it coming.
No, you haven't, Freddie, but I hope it's taught you a lesson. Think before you speak.
Yeah, I'll try to remember that, Gibbsy. Shouldn't be too tough to figure out, but it is tough to figure out what makes me feel so different these days.
What do you mean, different, Freddie?
I don't know, Gibbsy. Except that when I pull stunts like shooting off my mouth at the wrong time, I don't feel like such a no-account bum anymore.
You never were, Freddie. You just thought so.
No, Gibbsy. It's something else. Something's changed. You know, ever since I jumped all over Nora's old man to get that farm of his perking, why, I felt all different inside.
Oh, that's it, is it? Well, I'm not surprised.
Why not?
Well, Freddie, you've done something for someone. Maybe for the first time in your life. You've helped someone.
You mean that all you have to do to make yourself feel better inside is help someone?
It usually works that way.
Well, what do you know? Gibbsy, you're looking at the new Freddie Lang. New in the making, that is. Because from now on, I'm going to be known as Freddie Lang, the world's greatest little helper.
So Freddie Lang has at last turned out to be the person Penny has so long hoped he would be. Will he be the new Freddie Lang for long? And how will Alice's death affect Penny? Will it take Johnny Keith out of her life or bring them closer together? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. There's nothing quite like a delicious beef dinner to welcome your family home from a day's work. And the best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody at your house. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.